Tavkuf Memches Sif Yudalid. So the Shulchan Aruch was going through the various different Yom Tovim, how the calculations are going to play out of Shiva, Shloshim, etc. So he spoke about Pesach, he spoke about Sukkos. Okay.
This is what happened to me.
So Shah Achaz, if they were Rosh Hashanah, if Shiva, he started Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, and he had 1 hour, at least 1 hour, you know, some time of Shiva, which he says in Shabbos Labdak. I mean, he was actually playing Shiva some amount before Rosh Hashanah. So it happens is like this. Rosh Hashanah is Mavatul Shiva. Rosh Hashanah does not count like Shuas counts like 7 days. Rosh Hashanah counts as 1 day. So the Arab Rosh Hashanah counts as 7 days. Then Rosh Hashanah is day one and day two, so he's in his shloshim. He's holding my day, becomes Yom Kippur. So Yom Shloshim mevatel mimenu Yom Kippurim. So, but Yom Kippur is mevatel because they're shloshim. So, even though he's only holding this point in time by 16 days, the 7 days before Rosh Hashanah count as, you know, 1 day counts like 7 days. They start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9 plus 7 is 16 days. The rest of Shloshim is Batal. Umagalech Bevi Yom Kippurim. So he can be Magalech every Yom Kippur. Now, furthermore, who had in the cover Mesa b'Shloshim b'Sishrei? Even in a case where he was covered Mesa on the third of Tishrei, so Shiva will go from day three till the morning of nine. That's 7 days, right? And then later on in the day he's ready in his shloshim, and then we have dinner. If you're in shloshim, Yom Tov comes, it's mevatel shloshim. You're allowed to take a haircut before the Yom Tov. So if he was covered mesa on the third of Tishrei, so when he comes Yom Kippur, Shiva has ended already in the morning. So Yom Kippur is mevatel the din shloshim. So the Mishabura Mem Dalit, Shemagleh Kippurim, the Huyam Shvi, in the case where it came out to be, he started on the third of Tishrei, so that's day one. Day nine is day seven. Well, Lakan, it'll count for Yom Shvi in the morning, and then for Shloshim later in the day, and then it's Mavatul Shloshim. The Kanal B'Sivches, like we said before, Zivches. Koskin, the Mutter B'Chitzu Akibus, so if Giluach, which is Mutter, which is Medina the Gemara, also for Shloshim, so Rechitza and Kibbutz, which are Medina the Gemara, only also Shiva, that which are Machra for Shloshim is a Minig, for sure Yom Kippur will be Mavatal that. Finally, come up and Simon Tafre, Sadibab, and Magan Rams, Saif has Simon, the Betzadid Shom, the Linyan Rechitza, Shah, Shtaim, Kadim, Cheshechabal, and Kadim. Over there, he's talking about you would wait at the earliest an hour or two before Shabbos, excuse me, before Yom Kippur. But over here, Binyaneinu Shanishla Meshiva Efshel La'akol Afilu Kadem. That was the case. The person was Teich Shiva, and we're Matar Rechitza. Over here, which Shiva has been completed totally, you can be Matar even earlier. I mean, Mishabur said before from Chatzos is possibly Mutar. Okay. If the Shiva started right before Yom Kippur, so the same thing's going to happen, that Yom Kippur will be mevatel the Shiva, and then Sukkos will be mevatel the Shloshim. So the Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei. And so when do you do it? You know, what time of the day do you do it? That's what we discussed before. You don't have to wait till the Laila. You're allowed to do it earlier in the day. And he said the he said, but by other cases, okay. fine. Now, what about the case of Shachas Tezayin Lifnei Achag? So we count. So the Shachas Lifnei Achag, he's in the middle of Shiva when Sukkot comes. So even if it's only been one day, that counts like 7 days. So he starts the morning of Yudalid when Sukkot comes, and the Mavatul, he's set for 7 days. Then you have the 7 days of Sukkot. So that's 14 days. So now 14 days have passed, halachically, to his calculation of the Shloshim. Then, Shmini Atzeres, Shiva. We count Shmini Atzeres, since it's a regular B'fnei Atzmoy, so a Yom Tov, and it's a Vatal, the din, it gets a din, the Cheshiva, if it's going to be 7 days. Okay, so now, you're at day 21. Then Sukkot counts like 1 day. Hooray, Esim Mishnai. So by the time Sukkot is over, he's had the equivalent of having kept 22 days of the Shloshim. Then he adds on 8 more days after Sukkot, and the Shloshim is over. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah Memvav, Shmini Atzeres Shiva. Now, why is that? Tuchacha regular with Neatzmoy, but not the law of Shiva Yom. It's to say like his own Yom Tov, and therefore it counts for 7 days. So now, Mishnah Berurah says 1 second. Why by Shuas, which is a regal, clearly a regal, we say why does it count for 7 days? Because since there's a halacha, the time the Beis Hamikdash was standing, a person was supposed to bring a carbon for the regal of Shavuos. He had, if he didn't bring it on the day of Shavuos, he had 6 more days afterwards to fulfill his obligation to bring that carbon. So it comes out that there is an extension of the Yom that actually extends 7 days. So that it has a certain chashivah to it of 7 days by Shavuos. That's not relevant to Shmini Atzeres because there's no dinner bring a korban. There's no dinner with tashlumin afterwards. As a matter of fact, Shmini Atzeres is part of the tashlumin for Sukkot. Seems to regal with the Atzmai regards a certain halachas, but it doesn't have its own separate key of korban that you're mashim afterwards. So why would it count for 7 days then? Now the Shmini Atzeres Gufa Ein Lo Tashlumin Like Korban Oizim K'moy Bet Tzeres Specific Gimel doesn't have a Din Tashlumin afterwards. So why does it count like 7? K'mochem Kima Shehuk Shekol Amoydim Kula Ladori Menechsev Aron Kol Amoydim Elam Moydei Hashem. Okay, Din Echol Lehem. If we see by Shuas that the Yom Tov count like 7 days, so Shmini Atzeres will also count like 7 days because of the Hekesh. All of the Yom Tov, the Torah equated them in some way. Okay, we have Shemesh Shemini Atzeres, which we call some Gzeres. Some are Alpha Chutz Lords and Oisin Shneyamim. Actually, we have Shemini Linyan Shloishim Kishayim Asachol. The calculation of the 30 days is like a weekday. So you had Tzarech Hakal Hoisav Oyed Rak Shmoniyam. So you need to add 8 more days afterwards.
Okay, I see to go back to a point. From
yeah.
Tesvav. What's in the Mishnah Berurah Memhei, Mana Gluach Vasharhu, what does that mean? The time for the Gluach, you still keep it until the Chag? You can't shave Erev from Kippur?
No, he's saying that saying you, in the case where he kept Shiva Erev from Kippur, and it says Sukkot comes as Mavatal Shloshim, see a lot of get a haircut Erev Sukkot. Mm-hmm. Says the correct time, and then he says Mechitza and Kibbutz are also Mutter. He says the correct time for all of these things. In other words, what time of the day? It's Mutar Erev Sukkot. What time Erev Sukkot? What time of the day Erev Sukkot? Mm-hmm. Says that's when we discussed earlier. You know, is it done only Mamash right before the nightfall? Is it done? From Chatzos, what point do you? That's what he's referring to. Okay. Okay. That was Tez Zion. Yud Zion. Shama Shmuel Kriber B'Shabbos Iberegel. Lomus HaShabbos Iberegel Nasis B'Chayka. So the Chazal diversion between what's called a Shmuel Kriber and a Shmuel Rechayka. Shmuel Rechayka is a person only informed about one of his relatives, which he has a Chiyav Avelis, after 30 days have passed since the time of the Petira. It's called Shmuel Rechayka. It's a distant Shmuel hearing about it. The halacha is that Shmuel Rechayka only requires sitting Shiva for 1 hour. When he hears about it, he does Kriya, he just sits down on the ground for an hour and he's finished. Shmuel Kriva is within 30 days from the time of the Petira. So as soon as he hears about it, he keeps 7 days. He keeps the whole 7-day process, the 30-day process, starting from when he hears about it. So what would be a situation where he hears about it on a day which he cannot start Avelis? He hears about it on Shabbos. So here, it's Shmuel Kriva. But Shabbos is the 30th day. So he hears about it on Shabbos. And by the time Motzei Shabbos comes around where he can be Noeg Avelis, it's no longer a Shmuel Kriva, it's now a Shmuel Rechayka. It's more than 30 days. Or the same thing we heard about it during Yom Tov, day 25, and by the time Yom Tov is over, it's already been more than 5 days from there to the end of Yom Tov, let's say. So now it's after 30 days. So do we don it as a Shmuel Kriva, which he has a Chiyav Avelis and a Chiyav Kriya, etc. A Chiyav Avelis, a Chiyav Kriya, the way, of a whole 7 days, and you know, but you say no. Since the Maisa never came to the state where it's possible to be Noeg Avelis until after it's already a Shmuel Rechayka, he only keeps 1 hour. So that's what we're dealing with over here. So Shama Shmuel Kriba B'Shabbos Iberegel. But the Shabbos Iberegel Nasis Rechayka. By the time Shabbos was over, or by the time the Regel was over, it's already a Shmuel Rechayka. So Dinah Kedin Shama Shmuel Rechayka Acher HaShabbos Iberegel. Also Shabbos Iberegel Noeg Dorm Shabbatzinah. We deal with it as if it was Shmuel Rechayka, which means it only keeps 1 hour. But this much is true, that the Avelis is already does take effect of him on Shabbos, the same way we said that there are certain elements of Avelis which exist on Shabbos, so that would apply over here also. It's called the Dorm Shabbatzinah. So Tamalim and Torah is talking about Tashas Amita, those things which they're not obvious, so those would be not like on Shabbos. Where is that? Memchas Shema Shuva Kriva Hano Shehu Toch Shloishim Shemais Kriva. It's within 30 days. Then a kedin the kibush lo hayochal lina gavelus b'shua sheshama. The gavelus was not possible to be noeg when he heard about it. The chalav gavelus kavla gavelus is not effective yet. And now afterwards, it's going to be starting a gavelus after Shabbos, which is already Shmuel Rechayka. Acher Shabbos Iberegel, v'enu noeg ela sh'achas, b'motzei Shabbos Iberegel. So he keeps 1 day, 1 hour. Now, it means even though he was keeping Avelis Mitzina, right? So maybe it's like on Shabbos, so maybe it's like he started Avelis during the 30 days, and then once he did, he keeps all 7 days. In other words, but that since these are only the Dvarim Shabbatzinah, the Avelis Shabbatzinah, not the Dvarim something for Hesya, so it's like the Avelis was a very, very, that he was Noeg, was not really the right, correct Surah of Avelis, so he wasn't really Noeg Avelis within the 30 days. He didn't start the Avelis process within 30 days. Okay, that's a case where he was a Shmuel Kriva before the end of Shabbos Yom Tov. By the end of the Shabbos Yom Tov, it was a Shmuel Rechayka. What will be Shama Shmuel Rechayka b'Shabbos Iberegel? So the case of where he heard a Shmuel Kriva, now he hears, and then we say Dorm Shabbatzin Anoig. He hears about a Shmuel Rechayka on Shabbos Yom Tov. Say Anoig b'hem alfilo Dorm Shabbatzin Anoig b'hem alfilo Shabbos Iberegel b'noig sh'achas v'dayim. The din of keeping Dorm Shabbatzin doesn't apply. Because he goes, it's a Shmuel Rechayka, it's far away. Chazal did not ask her the Rosh Hashanah in that situation. Shmurk Rechayke, the Hadarach Hashem, Bam, Kediz of Yerdea, Simon Tov, Bez, Sif, Al. That's Mishnah Berurah. That was an Aleph. Okay. Yotet, Shama Shmurk, Kreve B'Shabbos. So he heard about, he hears about it on Shabbos, so he starts being knowing the worship of Sinah. So how do you count? How do you calculate your 7 days? So it is Shabbos Elul LeYomecha. Shabbos counts for day one. Shabbos Elul LeYomecha Ulamacha Kareya. Shabbos counts for day one. He does the Kriya Motzei Shabbos. Yom Shishi Shvi Lavelis. So it comes out, and Shabbos is day one, Friday is day seven. Lamacha Kareya, Nun Beis. Mr. Mishnah Berurah loved Dafka, but some of the Motzei Shabbos. Doesn't mean the following morning, it means that night. Okay. So now, so Mr. Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Shmur Kreba Mishabbos Erev Eregel. Yom was Motzei Shabbos. He heard about it on Shabbos. And then it goes straight from Shabbos into Yom Tov. Shabbos Elul the Yom Echad b'Yom Mevatel Gzeres Shiva. So even though we just said before that we don't look at it being the Yom Shabbos Sinah as like a really being the Avelis, but at some level of Avelis, the Avelis has started. So he started his Shiva. He started his Shiva when Yom Tov comes with Motzei Shabbos. It's Mevatel Shiva. Because of regard to the Kaddish, Yesh Lerma Dein Regal Mavatel Yesh Adin Shiba V'Shloishim Afil Noag Shachas Dein Regal Ayin Shom. He says that when it comes to saying Kaddish, however, even though Yom Tov is Mavatel his Shloishim, regardless of saying Kaddish to the person, he should say Kaddish the whole Shloishim, calculating straight. Not like Yom Tov Mevatel it. And when it comes to Kaddish, he has a din of he has the mile of a shiva. Or, so it's not so much Kaddish over here. We say Kaddish in unison. But you see from the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz, they did not used to say Kaddish in unison. They used to say, each person would say one Kaddish. And therefore they would apportion the Kaddishim out to the different people which have Kiyuvim. So there are certain precedents given to a person who's in the middle of the Shiva, he's a Bar Shiva, he's a Bar Shloshim, or he's within the 30 days, he gets a disproportionate right to say Kaddish over the other Avelim. So the Gabi Kaddish calculations, or the Gabi Dami for the Omid calculations, so even though Regal is Mavatol, the Shiva, the Halacha Dami for the Omid, he still has 7 days. Not 30 days. So we'll have a din of the veil of Shiva being Bottle, but he still has the schools to get precedence to saying Kaddish before somebody else, because he's in the middle of his 7 days. What do you mean 7 days? Your shiva was over. Your sitting shiva was over, but the shiva wasn't, the 7 days wasn't over. That's what he's saying.
Why did the minhag change?
So the minhag changed when the primary sources actually was Rachel Schweiger. So the minhag in all of Germany and Poland, there was, these sessions of Poland kept the same minhag, only one person at a time. You go to the Yakuza shuls nowadays, one person says at a time. You go to Rabbi Harper's shul in Baltimore. There's a big society, it's all over the place, that only one person says Kaddish at a time. You speak to the Gabi, they'll give you a Kaddish. Tells only one person says at a time. Kreger dealt with the following situation. There was an epidemic of cholera, which broke out in Posen, and there's many, many, many people died. So many, many people were saying Kaddish. So it came out, the situation became to the point where each person was getting one Kaddish a week. Like there were so many people saying Kaddish, so it's between Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv for 7 days. So Mincha is one Kaddish, and Maariv is one Kaddish, and you know, one person down for the Omid, you know, so that would count for something also probably. In Shacharis you have four, maybe five Kaddishim. For Kabonas and for Ms. Mashir and for Aleno, Shasha Yerman, maybe he's another one of Kaddish Rabban at the end. If you say Kabonas at the end also. So you had seven Kaddishim a day, seven, you had 50 people saying Kaddish. Your person got a Kaddish once a week. Right? So Kibager came along and said, why can't you say it together? Because there's a problem with Trey Kololo Mishtamoy. The two people say simultaneously, we can't hear either of them. The same way you can't have two people laying together at the same time because you can't be your Tzirchi of laying. So Kaddish is not somebody just saying Kaddish. The idea of Kaddish is the people which are there, present, are listening to the words of the Chazan and responding. So you have to be able to hear what he says, to be able to say Kaddish. So, Kvager suggested that there's a concept in Halacha by Kriyas Megillah that even though in general we say Trei Koli Lo Mishtamo, you can't hear two voices at the same time, by Megillah you could, the Gemara says. So Megillah, have two people reading the Megillah at the same time is not a problem, because since it's Chaviva, Mishtamoy, since it's dear to the people, people can hear it. It's very exciting to hear the Megillah. Laning, we hear every week, you know, it doesn't have the same type of excitement. So it means if you're really excited and focused in, you'll be able to discern the words and answer and be answered. So Kvager came along and said, what will be in a case where to the listeners it's not necessarily Chaviva, but to the one who's saying it, it's Chaviva. The person saying Kaddish, it's very dear. He wants to say Kaddish for his parent or relative, whatever it is. It's very, very important to him. To the listeners, it's the same, and you know, whatever, you know, it's Kaddish. So Kvager was Mechadesh, that since it's Chaviv to the sayer, it becomes clear and distinct enough that it, because of that interest and focus, etc., that the listener can hear it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they can say simultaneously without a problem. That was, you wouldn't have a problem with Trei Kol L'Mishtamoy. That was, which is very kiddish, because Pashas, the Torah, Trei Kol L'Mishtamoy, is overridden by Adel Chaviva is, he can be nois and das and hear it, is because he wants to hear, not because the other guy wants to say.
Because the listener wants to hear, not the person wants to hear.
Right. So you say by Megillah, it's like such an exciting thing. Purim, wow, it hasn't been a year. You want to hear the words of the Megillah. You're really focused in. Okay, so you're going to say. Laning, not like that. But.
So that's interesting, because I used to think the disjointed Kaddishim is a better thing. But in a sense, I guess it would be like a better thing, because now you can hear the individual people even though they're not in unison.
Well, the Trei Kol L'Mishtamoy doesn't mean if they're in unison necessarily. It doesn't mean if I have two people saying something out loud at the same time, I end up being confused and not focusing on either of them.
Right.
Even though they're different words. One guy is saying Kaddish, and one guy is saying Aleinu out loud. It's certain words. I can't hear either of them, really. That's also Trei Kol L'Mishtamoy. So one guy going ahead and going behind is also a problem. You know, at one place, as I mentioned, it's very relevant, as a person gets an aliyah. You know, so the person gets an aliyah, so he's supposed to read along with the Balkare, but not loud enough that people can hear him, because then you have a problem with Trei Kol L'Mishtamoy. He's Mevatel the Tzibur from Ingeir to their Mitzvah. So it's very nice you bring machmer on your halacha, but you've been vatal to your mitzvah, so you didn't accomplish anything. Because the whole idea is you should be up to be much of the tzibur. You're really up to be much of the tzibur, and the chazan is helping you be much of the tzibur with his kriya. If you make the not be yotze, it's not a good idea. So that was Kibbeger's Kiddush. I remember talking about Purim. Someone tells, you know, 1 year there was talk, there was a few people saying Kaddish at the same time. It was a big ace. People were not getting Kaddish and they were pretty upset until you got a Kaddish. On Purim they made copies of Kvager's Tshuva and they plastered it on the walls of the Beis Medrash. There must have been about 3,000 copies of Kvager's Tshuva all over the Beis Medrash walls. Just wherever you looked, there was copies of Kvager's Tshuva. I think that was a chance to, didn't change anything, but definitely gave him a chance to vent their frustration. Now, what do you, now what do you do with 3,000 copies of Kegel's Tshuva afterwards? It's a shame. It's okay, whatever. It definitely got on my nerves sometimes. When I was saying Kaddish to my father, there's two other chiyuvim at the same time. So plus yeshiva, people pay the yeshiva to take Kaddish. Yeshiva takes a Kaddish also. So the yeshiva got a Kaddish every tefillah. So by Marv, there was only one Kaddish. Yeshiva took the Kaddish. If it was on Shabbos, the only one that Ovel couldn't daven, then the yeshiva would say, well, somebody daven for the yeshiva because the yeshiva is put up at Baal Tvila, so they'll count that Kaddish for their Kaddish and the Ovel will get a Kaddish. But during the weekdays, the Ovel would daven for the Yomim. Ovel A would daven for the Yomim, the yeshiva would say Kaddish, and Ovel's B and C got nothing. So you had these, you know, you take Marab, I'll daven, first have a Shacharis, you'll daven from Asher Yom Tzion, he'll daven Mincha. It was a constant calculations. Daven the Yeshiva, daven the Mechina. That was part of the life. Chaf. Im Esoyam Acher HaChag, Shoma Shemes LeMes Be'erev HaChag. Okay. So he said, a person hears after 30 days, it's called Shmur Ruchayk. But by Sukkis, if we do our math, so he heard that the Petira was Erev Sukkis, and the Kavur was Erev Sukkis. So he's now 10 days after Sukkis and he hears about it. So the Kavur was on the 14th of Tishrei. He's now holding on the 3rd of Cheshru. It's not 30 days, any stretch of the imagination. Right? However, in regards to the calculations of Shloshim, let's do our math. So we said that Sukkos is Mavatel Shiva, so the first day counts like 7, Sukkos counts for 7, then Shmini Atzeres counts for 7, and then Simchasar counts for 1. So at the time Sukkos is over, he has 22 days under his belt. So Sukkos goes from Tesvov to Chaf Aleph. Shmini Atzeres is Chaf Beis. Simchas Torah is Chaf Gimel. And now he needs 8 more days after Sukkos. So Chaf Dalet through Lamed is 7 days. And then Aleph is 8th day. So Aleph Cheshren, he's already had 30 days. And his Shloshim is finished by Aleph Cheshren. So he hears about it on Beitz Cheshren. Or Gimel Cheshren, okay, 10 days after Sukkos. So the Shloshim is over. Even if had he heard about it, the Shloshim would have been over. So he heard about it after the Shloshim. Heard about it after the Shloshim, it's a Shmur Rechaika. Or do you say, no, but it's within 30 days since the Kavura, and therefore it's a Shmur Kriva. That's the shy. Alvish im nimna shachas lifnei achag. Had he kept one day before Sukkos, we can count it as 7. Shivus meachag. We have mashmini atzeres esim beechod. Vastar yomim acherim reishloshim beechod. Right, 10 days mean 10 days after simple after shmini atzeres would give you 31 days already. Ela din shmur ruchayka. Ela din shmur kriva. Shana regal oila lemishal noga velas karam laklal koshkan lemishal hoya yadesh mes lemes. The same way a person who didn't start a velas, it doesn't count. It's not about the shiva, and then it counts. It's not about the shloshim either. Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, and it counts as one. Each one day counts as one day. So the person didn't know about it. Each day counts as one day. Okay. Mikomakum Yoletis Shemes Lames, woman who's a Yoletis. And she hears about this situation which we're talking about at Shmur Rechaika, or all she hears about it, you know, 10 days after Sukkos, that was before Sukkos, and we're questioning, is it a Shmur Rechaika or not? And as a woman, which she just gave birth, and that's be very difficult to physically, emotionally, etc., to be able to keep Pinoy Gavelis for 7 days. V'yevshalem nisabo mach v'schal yishusim. No, I'm sorry. The case where they heard about it on time, and they started, but they were ill enough that they were released from the chiyuv of sitting shiva, because physically they couldn't keep shiva because of the illness, whatever it is. Their weakness precluded them from keeping the shiva. They knew about it before Sukkos. They just were precluded from being noigavelis. The rebel yomta came during the 7 days. Okay, let's just maybe just make a dent into Tav Kuf Mem Tes. So that's the end of Hilchos Chol HaMoed and Hilchos Avelus and Chol HaMoed, etc. The halacha of the Dal Tanesim and Tisha B'Av. Okay. Simak Tav Kuf Mem Tes. Lisanus Arbat Soymes Aleph. Chayom Lisanus B'Sisha B'Av Ubi Yizayim B'Tamuz Ubi B'Tishrei B'Sar B'Tavis. There are four tenesim which the person keep midibri kabbalah. Mitzad psukim indicate each person is supposed to be knowing these days as days of tainus, and they are Tisha B'Av, Shivas B'Tamuz, some gimel b'tishrei with some gedalia, and asar b'tavis. These 4 days we keep tainus. Mitnei dvarim haroyim she'eru b'hem because of the sad thing which occurred in those days. Okay. The Mishabur points out that this is a halacha which it's not a halacha derives, it's not a halacha derabbanan, but it's a halacha medivrei neviim. Where is the divrei neviim? The tzibur k'ruah. It's pasuk mentioned in Zechariah. It's some revi, but some hamishi, but some mishri, but some asiri. So it talks about the tzaim of the fourth and the fifth, the seventh and the tenth. So what's the fourth, fifth, seventh, and tenth? It's referring to the months. Remember Chazal, Tzom Revi, Zeh, Shiva, Asir, B'Tamuz. Shuch, B'Chodesh, Revi, L'Minyan, Chadoshim. So it's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tamuz. Tamuz is the fourth month. We count months from Nisan, so it's the fourth month. Then Av is the fifth month. Tishrei is the seventh month, because Av is five, Elul is six, Tishrei is seven. And then you add on Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves is number 10. And Shvat Nador is 11 and 12. So, Shuch B'Chadosh Revi, the Minyan Chadosh, Mitzam Amrishi Zeh Tisha B'Av, Shuch B'Chadosh HaMishi, Mitzam Ashri Zeh Tzem Gedalio, Shuch B'Chadosh HaShvi, Mitzam Asiri Zeh Sar B'Teves, Shuhu B'Chadosh HaSiri. Okay, so the Pasuk mentions that these were days of fasting. It's already mentioned in the Pasuk. Chol Elu HaYomim, Kol Yisrael Mis'anim Behem, there's a chiyuv for all of Klai Yisrael to fast on these days. Nay, a tzoros erevim because of the tzoros which happened to Klai Yisrael on these days. The purpose is kedei la'orer halavavis. The purpose of fasting, the Rambam says, is in order to be ma'orer the person, levakech alatarchei and tshuva, to think about the process of tshuva. He says, ikar on the maaseinu haroyim, to remind us of the bad things which we've done. Myself has said what our forefathers have done. Which similar to what we were doing. Look at what the veiras that they did, what sorrows it caused. Well, I should stop doing a veiras. That's the idea. We'll change ourselves for the better. Person has to spend time thinking, focusing in words. Lefashes b'maisav, search through his deeds, b'loshav b'hem, and correct himself what he's done wrong. Ki ein ikar atainus, the main purpose of the atainus is not, I'm sorry, ki ein ha'ikar atainus, the main thing is not the fasting, the main thing is doing the tshuva. Because you call it b'anche ninve, v'yarshem es maseyim, or mechazel esakim es tanitzim l'nemer, el es maseyim. The main thing is the change of their deeds was the Rosh Hashanah saw the change. Not the fact that they fasted and they put sackcloth on their bodies, but rather they changed. Okay, the main purpose of the tzaddis is to help you concentrate on the idea of doing tshuva. When they're fasting, they go, well, it's fasting. It's a little bit hard to do regular work, so let's go for a tiyul. They've focused on the secondary element of fasting, and they forgot about the main point, which is the tshuva. Come on, and lift us out to a tshuva bovad. Because listen, if the main thing is tshuva, I'll do tshuva. I won't fast. I do tshuva anyway. You can't do that. There's a mitzvah from the Pesach Psukim of the Navi for us to fast in those days. You ever keep the fast, you can't ignore that. But the main point of the fasting is to cause the person to contemplate and do tshuva. Had a kailah which they weren't to, you know, told them that they have to eat. They said, okay, so then, so Thomas said, listen, now that you have to eat, for sure you have to do tshuva. So now you could like argue like you're being yotze the tainus with the tainus, but now you're not being yotze the tainus with the tainus. You should yotze the tainus with chuva. So they
I liked it.
What? They liked it. They thought it was a cute thought. Yeah, I was serious.